Good day. It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2024. This is Paige Estrotori welcoming you to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap brought by Financial Services Online, your one-stop source for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Starting the bulletin with the Insurance Council of Australia recently releasing an eye-opening report. The study pins a 73% rise in extreme weather-related insurance claims in the 2023-24 period, amassing a sum of $2.19 billion in losses, a substantial shift considering profitability dwindling from $5 to a mere $1.50 per $100 in premiums over the last 10 years. High-impact catastrophic events like Cyclone Jasper and the Christmas storms have dealt a blow to insurers' financial health, bringing flooding into light as a major threat. The Council thus prompts government intervention for strategic planning and resilience measures to mitigate risks and improve insurance affordability. Meanwhile, prosperity seems to be waiting around the corner. The insurance industry is said to be on the cusp of an AI revolution. HyperExponential's State of Pricing report proposes that the industry make strides in modernizing outdated systems. How bright is this future? Let's bring some stats into the picture. Underwriters are currently spending 3 hours each day on manual data input. Furthermore, a surprising 76% of actuaries take more than a month to create new pricing models. Only 1 in 5 feels that the technology at hand supports optimal data-driven decisions. Consequently, modern pricing technology is the need of the hour to bolster productivity. Yes, integrating new technologies has its challenges, but updating systems are believed to be of paramount importance. In the banking sector, potential relief is in the air for Australian homeowners. Commonwealth Bank suggests a possible rate cut by November. This comes on the heels of a steady household spending rate, slowing inflation, and softer economic data. On the flip side, financial disparities between renters and homeowners are widening. Most noticeable is the surge in insurance and health expenses. Some consolation can be found in the form of upcoming income tax cuts taking effect from July, which might offer some monetary relief. Closing headlines today is an insurance dispute that hits close to home. A claim for reimbursement from Chubb Insurance for canceled flights from Israel to Australia due to conflict-related disruptions was shown the red card by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. The incident highlights an important aspect of insurance, understanding policy exclusions, especially under volatile geopolitical scenarios. And that wraps up today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap for our Australian listeners. For in-depth detail on any of the stories we covered, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, signing off. Please join us again tomorrow for the latest industry updates.